Okay, today, Bezhar, we're going to finish Maseches Tainus by learning Parak Dalid, Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. Shabbat Shechal Tisha B'Av Dios B'Tocha, Asum L'Sapu L'Machabes. The week of Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to get a haircut, and you're not allowed to launder your clothing. This is only a din of Shavua Shechalbo. It's not all 9 days. We have Ashkenazim have a minhag to extend this for the entire 9 days. U'b'chamishi mutam rekvar Shabbos. But on the Thursday, when Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, the day before Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do the laundry, and because even though it's the day before the fast, as a way of honoring Shabbos properly. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam shnei tafshin lo yochal basav li yishti yayin. On the afternoon before Tisha B'Av, at the last meal, the Sudam of Sekes, you're not supposed to eat two cooked foods, or even one cooked food of meat, or drink wine. So the Yisur of Mina wine, which we observe for all 9 days, really Midina de Mishnah, is only at the Sudam of Sekes. Rishon Gamliel says, at that meal, a person has to make a change from what you normally eat. Meaning, if you normally eat three cooked foods, you're allowed to have two cooked foods. If you normally have three cups of wine, so you could have two cups of wine. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Kfiyas Amita. Rabbi Yehuda says, that we turn the beds upside down and we sleep on the floor of Lahod L'Cham. But the Cham do not agree. They think you could leave the beds in their normal position and sleep on the beds. So once we discuss the fast days, so we want to end the Masechta on a positive note. It's always a good idea. We always try to be makbid to end with something positive. There were never such joyous days for the Jewish people like the 15th day of Av and Yom HaKippurim. All the Benos Yerushalayim would go out in beautiful white clothing that they borrowed from one another, because they didn't want to embarrass people who didn't have very nice clothing, who couldn't afford very nice clothing. Kol kelim tu'un and tefila, all borrowed clothing, we'd have to go bring it to the mikveh before you would wear it, because they might have been tamei from the person you're borrowing it from. U'benos Yerushalayim yotzos v'cholos b'kram, and the girls of Yerushalayim would go out and they would dance in the vineyard in circles, and the unmarried men would go there and they would choose a wife for themselves. As a big shidduch day. U'maho yomros, and what would the girl say? Bachur, they would say, young man, pick up your eyes and see what you're choosing for yourself. Don't look only for beauty. Look for a good family. That chayin and yofi are vain and false. It's not worthwhile. It's your shemayim that really matters. And the pasuk says, tenula mipriyada v'yalua Bashar Maseha, that give her the fruits of her hands and let her be praised in the gates of the city for that which she does. Meaning, don't pay attention to the yichus and the external beauty. Pay attention to how a woman behaves. If she is a balas chesed and she does mitzvahs meisim tovim, then it's a worthwhile shidduch. So, V'cheinu Omer, and that's what the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Tse'enu re'enu b'nos tzion b'melech Shlomo b'atara she'itru lo imo b'yom chasunoso b'yom simchas libo. That it refers to Shlomo Melech wearing the crown that his mother, meaning over here, Melech Shlomo is a mashal takarish baruch hu, and his mother is a mashal to Klal Yisrael, that his mother crowned him on his wedding day on the day of simchas libo. B'yom chasunoso, what's that? Matan Torah. That's the day of Matan Torah, which means Yom Kippur, when we got the second set of Luchos, that's the day of Matan Torah. U'biyom Simchas Libo Zabin Beis Hamikdash Yibar Mehera V'yameinu Amen. And Yom Simchas Libo is the day of the building of the Beis Hamikdash, which should come very, very soon. Now, the 15th day of Av is a very festive day, for less obvious reasons than Yom Kippur. Right, in Yom Kippur, we got the second Luchos, and is a day of Slichah, Mechilah, the call. What is it about Tu B'Av? So first of all, after the Meraglim came back from Eretz Yisrael, and the people cried over the terrible report, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said anyone between the age of 20 and 60 is going to die in the Midbar. So every year, on the night of Tisha B'Av, they would dig graves for themselves, and 1/40th of them died. But in that last year, the people who expected to die didn't die, and they only realized that they weren't going to die when it was ready 15th day of Av and nothing had happened yet. So that was a day of celebration. Also, Yeravam, the first of the northern kings, put guards on the road to stop Jewish people from going to the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim. And the Hoshea, the last king of the northern kingdom, took away those guards on Tu B'Av. A third thing that happened on Tu B'Av was after the people of Beitar were killed, and they weren't allowed to, the Romans didn't allow us to bury them for many years, on the 15th day of Av, they were Nitan the Kvura. They were Misak in the Bracha Vatova, Metiv, and benching as a result of that. And the fourth thing that happened was that when we had a Beis HaMikdash, trees had to be cut down for wood for fire on the Mizbeach, and the work ended each year on the 15th day of Av because the heat of the sun started to become weaker then and might not be strong enough to dry out the wood to make it usable for firewood. So it was like the completion of the mitzvah of preparing the wood that they were going to need for the Mizbeach. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that the week of Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to get a haircut to do laundry, except for on Thursday for Kavod Shabbos. On Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to eat a meal that has two cooked dishes, nor meat, nor wine. But Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, you just have to do a little less than you normally do, a little less of a meal, but you're allowed to have less meat or less wine than you normally have. Rabbi Yehuda says, you even have to do Kfiyas Amita, but the Chum didn't agree. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said that the greatest days for the Jewish people are Chamisha Asar B'Av and Yom HaKippurim, and the Benos Yerushalayim would wear borrowed white clothing that they'd have to Tovel first, but they would always borrow instead of wearing their own so as not to embarrass anyone, and they'd go dance in the vineyards and they would tell the young men to look for the important qualities and not for the silly qualities. And then we conclude the Masechta by saying how Yom Chasunosu and Yom Simchas Libo is a reference to Matan Torah and the day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash Sheyibana B'meheirav Yameinu Amen. And that brings us to the end of Masechta Tainis. Tomorrow we will begin Masechta Megillah.